Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Brenda McMullen of Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union and Ami Kane of St. Francis Medical Center. We're talking about the St. Francis Foundation Two Cars, Two Winners contest. Ami, welcome. Brenda, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you having us on the show this morning. Yes, I'm excited to be here today. For those of you who do not know, St. Francis Medical Center started a foundation about 7 years ago. And since that time, we've raised over $3.5 million that has gone back to the hospital in various services, including our women and children's in critical care, for our Level 3 NICU, our Level 3 labor and delivery, and our Level 2 PICU, which are the only ones in this region. So very, very vital services to this community. And one of the events we do each year, along with our golf tournament, we started last year doing a Two Cars, Two Winner raffle. So it gives people an opportunity to buy a ticket for $50. They get two chances, really, because you're pulling for two cars. And we do a drawing on October 30th, and you have two winners for these great, beautiful new Nissan Titan and Toyota 4Runners. And, of course, we could not do this without our wonderful sponsors. We've got Go Auto. We've also got KNOE and other radio people. We've also had, our two dealers, Sparks Nissan and Van Tro. And then we've got multiple locations, including Ouachita Valley, that are selling tickets for us around town and in Ruston.
So when is this drawing going to happen? What's the last date to get in on this thing?
So 10 a.m. October 30th is the last hour you can get a ticket online. And we will draw at 6 p.m. that day, October 30th, at Van Tro. And it will be live on KNOE and all of the radio stations for radio people.
Okay, and so 10 a.m. on the 30th. So let me ask you, Brenda, I know I can buy tickets online. There are places I can go in a business and buy a ticket that is supporting St. Francis. So how are y'all involved?
We actually partnered, like she said, this is our second year to partner with St. Francis. And you can come to any of our locations. We have five locations, three in West or in Monroe and two in West Monroe. So you can come to any other location to buy tickets. We have our 165 North, South, our Louisville location, and like I said, the Natchitoches one and the Whale Road one.
Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union is one of the places you can see these tickets and purchase these tickets. I mean, how much does a ticket cost?
It's $50, and everybody says, well, I didn't win last year. Well, that's really not the whole point about it. When you buy that ticket, yes, it gives you a chance to win, but what it's really doing is helping to ensure that we can keep these vital services here in Northeast Louisiana. We don't want people to have to leave for this critical care service for some of the tiniest, most vulnerable babies.
You know, and I think people may not understand how St. Francis Hospital is set up first, because, you know, you go and you have surgery and you get a big bill, okay? But the hospital is a non-profit hospital. The hospital's not in business to make money.
No.
The hospital's just in business to recoup enough money to keep the doors open,
That's
right?
Exactly it, Corey, and I appreciate you saying that, because I do think people don't quite recognize that. For every dollar that comes into this facility, it stays in that facility to continue to provide the services. And in order for us to have the higher level of care, the increased quality or the increased NICUs like we do with the Level 3 NICU and the only one in the region, those are added benefit and enhanced services that otherwise, if we did not have people in our community and our foundation working to do this, to provide that gap fill, whether it's from reimbursement decreases or just the fact that you know, everything costs more these days. And this equipment and the services and the physicians are very expensive.
If you guys didn't have this NICU and this service, where would we be shipping all these kids off to?
Hour and a half to 2 hours plus away. And you don't want to do that in a critical time. So if you have a child, what's so wonderful about St. Francis and the way we're set up is that you've got a Level 3 labor and delivery, highest labor and delivery in the region, to be able to deliver. And if something happens, they literally can roll your child down the hall to that Level 3 NICU to be cared for immediately. So saving a life is in minutes, in seconds, actually. I mean, we have the tiniest of being less than a pound that we care for. Sometimes they're there 5, 6, 7 months. Sometimes it's just 2 or 3 weeks, but it doesn't matter. It's the fact that you're there to be able to serve them immediately.
There are a few questions people may ask. First, is this a tax-deductible deal?
our nonprofit, when you donate, is tax deductible. However, raffles are not.
Raffles
just
aren't.
Raffles,
you got a chance at winning, so not tax deductible.
Not.
But you probably have some pretty good odds, too.
Very much. Much better odds than the Powerball, I promise you.
Brenda McMullen's with us from Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union. Do you need to be present to win at this?
No, you don't. You do not. Like she said, it's going to be live on TV, and once they pull the tickets, they'll be they'll be calling the winners.
I'm sure you might know a dollar amount. What's one of these trucks go for? If I was just to go down to the lot today and plunk down my hard-earned cash.
They're $45,000 vehicles. They are a Nissan Titan Pro 4X with leather, and it's a limited Toyota 4Runner with leather sunroof and everything. So they're like very nice. 2018, yeah. Yes.
So you take your chance, $50 chance. You do some good for St. Francis NICU unit. And there is one thing. If you win the truck, the IRS wants some tax money from
you. Of course, you are responsible for those taxes.
Okay.
And they do work with you to do that. We did last year with the two ladies who won.
That's not a bad deal.
Not at all. And they were, I will tell you, they were thrilled. They went from crying to laughing to being crying again and, you know, just ecstatic when we call them.
This also works into, Brenda, you've got an event coming up on Friday, October the 12th, which is a couple of days away. What's going on?
Yes, that's right. We're doing a car seat event at our North 165 location here in Monroe. We will have the Louisiana State Trooper, Michael Reichardt, there. He's going to be able to check to make sure that your car seat is installed correctly. So if, you know, for some reason you didn't install it correctly, then you'll be able to go in, or he'll be able to go in and make sure that everything's correct. That way your baby's safe and all that. And if for some reason your car seat is expired, we'll have a few extra car seats there that we can, you know, help you if you're not able to afford one.
This is coming up on Friday, 10 to 1 at the Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union on 165 North. Ami Kane from St. Francis Medical Center. Ami, to purchase tickets for the raffle for the vehicles, how do you do it?
StFran.com. And then also it will list the locations that you can go to as well. But any St. Francis location, the two car dealers, Ouachita Valley, you can go to any of those locations and get them.
You can find out more about this on our website at KEDM.org.